97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world beyond our walls. How's it going?
The world beyond our walls is a heck of a turn of phrase, man. Well, we could get into this court order saying that Reddit should have to identify users who even discussed piracy, but unfortunately, that's not what's trending. What's trending is Cookie Monster. Would you like to talk about why?
Did he pirate things? Because if so...
The Santa Cruz Police Department is encouraging people not to engage with a man dressed in a Cookie Monster costume who has been seen around the Santa Cruz Wharf and Beach Boardwalk.
I like the fact that Santa Cruzians are so...
Santa Cruzers, please.
Santa Cruzians are... Santa Cruzinos are
Santa
so...
Santa Cruzinos!
Are so, like, drawn to this guy dressed as Cookie Monster that the police need to warn you about him.
It's not drawn.
I just assume. No, do not ruin this image that I have all of the Santa Cruzologists, like, zombie-like, ambling, shambling toward this guy in a Cookie Monster outfit. Like the Pied Piper of Santa Cruz saying, come to me.
You know what's even better about that? I mean, we've unfortunately done this before. We're going to keep doing it. I know radio is a visual medium, but that's what it looks like.
That's a terrible Cookie Monster costume.
It's an awful Cookie Monster costume. So now you are obligated to Google Santa Cruz Cookie Monster so you too can see the most depressing Cookie Monster costume you've ever seen.
That reminds me of, you've ever seen pictures of like what Ronald McDonald looked like in the 60s when they first came out with that character and it looked like a costume that was just homemade?
Yeah.
It was bad.
Man,
it was real bad.
When was Grimace introduced into the McDonald's pantheon?
Not soon enough.
I mean, not soon enough to be a really nice costume. Nope, 1971, and boy howdy, does early Grimace look rough.
He will make you grimace.
Oh no, I am grimacing currently. But yeah, I have never understood mostly my experience from it is in Times Square of folks dressed as children's characters and just hanging out. I've never participated. I've never given them $10 to take a picture.
Absolutely not.
And frankly, I don't understand who does.
Right.
But it is clearly big enough business that cities like Santa Cruz have countless characters hanging out on their boardwalk. Now, this particular Cookie Monster, I suppose when you are in a locale where this sort of business prospers, maybe various police departments communicate with each other of just like, hey, you might want to just be advised, Cookie Monster is headed your way. And this dude ostensibly playing Cookie Monster in some form or fashion, really, really giving his own spin on the character, he is known for causing problems. He used to be in Central Park, and then he was in Times Square, then he's in San Francisco, and he has a full record of straight up harassing business owners. He has an extortion case on record involving the Girl Scouts, for whom he reportedly once worked as a temporary employee on a short-term computer programming project.
This is how he got addicted to cookies.
There's so much wrapped up in this man. This is truly
a normal character. He was just a normal human man until he got too close to that treasure trove of Girl Scout cookies, and now he can't help himself.
And now he just can't stop.
Thin Mints.
Thin Mints. Tagalongs. Whatever the shortbread ones are, trefoils?
Sure.
Yeah,
they changed a couple of the names, but really it's all about the Thin Mints, TBH.
That's a basic Girl Scout cookie choice.
I'm a basic Girl Scout boy. What can I say?
I'm a basic boy.
Back to Reddit real quick. So Reddit is being ordered, or there was a chance that it might be ordered
Aaron
to turn
Keck,
over the names.
You and I both know that there's not enough time. Look, we can half a joke.
I have one thing to say about this. If you are being ordered to disclose the names of everyone who's even talked about piracy, then everyone on Reddit should go on and start talking about piracy right now.
That's what's happening.
Good.
Because this is,
that is
blowing
exactly
up
what should
in
happen.
Certain circles. Being like, man, I love piracy. The scurvy, the cannons, the cutlasses. I love everything about it.
There
piracy is the best.
So many different ways to do that as a variations on that as a way to go after just authoritarian, fascist, whatever you want to call it, like draconian decrees from governments. I thought about this.
Well, it's not the government. It's like a corpro fascism in play. This lawsuit started in 2021. When I talk about government, I'm glad that you checked me on the important caveat of, is this bill real or no?
Right.
And this lawsuit has been going since 2021.
But it is a court case that will involve a judge who is an employee of the government delivering. Like, there's government involved. But, like, in the early days of the Trump administration, I remember when they were talking about, like, a Muslim ban and, like, getting lists of all of the people who belong to all of these organizations, right? It's like, okay, so if that does come to pass, we should all just officially declare ourselves to be Muslims and put all of our names on this list, right? Like, that seems like the obvious next thing to do. I feel this way about, like, some bigoted business that doesn't want to serve me because I'm gay. Great, I'm going to go there and be super polite and fill up my cart with as many things as possible, get up to the counter, and very politely start paying and say, oh, by the way, this is for my husband. Oh, I have to leave? I'm so sorry. By the way, the 15 people behind me also have similar carts full of stuff.
And you have no way of
knowing. You have a nice day, sir.
Goodbye.